Could we see a volcanic eruption take place that has never happened in modern times in Washington State? Also, in the region of California near the Los Angeles area, there has been a record number of strong earthquakes this year. And then we're going to cover skyquakes. What in the world is this? This has been going on for years, and it still has left scientists baffled. What does all this mean, and what is coming in the future? Let's talk about it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? This is going to be a quick update today. It is Friday, October 11th. We want to welcome you to the program. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Before we get started on today's quick update, can you do me a favor? Smash that like button. Help us to get eyes on our platform and eyes on these messages and these updates like this. And you can, again, the easiest way to do that is just hit that like button, and we'd appreciate that. Again, this is End Time Headlines. I'm your host, Ricky Scaparro, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And yes, you heard it right at the beginning of the introduction of this message, or this update, rather. I talked about how Washington State is having something very interesting happening right now, and I want to show you what that is. According to reports, there has been a record spike in earthquakes at Washington's high threat volcano. They're calling this a high threat volcano. We're talking about Mount Adams volcano. There has been so many earthquakes taking place there that it is sending researchers scrambling for answers. According to the report, six earthquakes were recorded at the Mount Adams volcano in September. Now, I know initially by reading this, you're like, wait a minute, six earthquakes? That's got people scrambling, freaking out, trying to figure out what's going on. Well, here's the thing you need to know about. This is a record because this is a significant increase on the normal rate of only one every 2 to 3 years. Let me say that again. Typically, at this location, there is normally a rate of one earthquake every 2 to 3 years. In the month of September alone, there has been six. So this is a large number of earthquakes that is abnormal for this region.
When you think active volcanoes, many Washingtonians' minds first go to Mount St. Helens. The tragic 1980 eruption took 57 lives, and the volcano remains on the U.S. Geological Survey's very high threat list. But the state is actually home to five active volcanoes.
Five active volcanoes in the state of Washington. There they are: Mount Baker, Glacier Peak, Mount Rainier, Mount Adams, and Mount St. Helens. And I remember Mount St. Helens as a little boy in the 1980s when that erupted. But now we have Mount Adams, which again is right here located on the map, is rumbling back to life.
Mount Rainier, ranking just under St. Helens, as another very high threat. Mount Adams is considered high. All that is based on the impacts they could have. And it's why they're home to seismic monitoring stations, like those the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network and partners have installed across the region.
When volcanoes are active in any way, and there's any kind of either, you know, magma moving inside them somewhere, or just simply the interaction of hot water and rock that creates cracks and fractures, the way we can listen to it is through seismic activity. They produce tiny earthquakes, most of them way too small for anybody to feel. But that is like our stethoscope on a volcano, is seismometers that can listen for that kind of activity, the cracking and rumbling that they produce.
According to a release from the USGS, there is currently one at Mount Adams, but more will be installed after six earthquakes were detected in September.
So one station allows us to tell if it's active. We definitely need, you know, two, three or more to start doing precise analysis in locations. But I don't want people to think like we're not monitoring the volcano. We are.
The U.S. Geological Survey said currently, quote, there is no indication that the level of earthquake activity is cause for concern. Tobin agrees and says if there are signs Mount Adams is headed that way, more monitoring would reveal it.
Okay, interesting fact here. Mount Adams, again, is located at the Cascade Range of Washington State. It is not erupted in historical times. It is last known, its last known eruptive activity occurred approximately 1,000 years ago during the Holocene epoch. The volcano is considered dormant and no recent eruptions have been recorded. The most recent activity at Mount Adams involved the extrusion of lava flows, which were primarily non-explosive and occurred from vents on the sides of the volcano. These flows extended for many kilometers and helped shape the broad, gently sloping profile of the mountain that we see today. Unlike some other Cascade volcanoes, such as Mount St. Helens, Mount Adams has not had explosive eruptions, at least in recent history. Now, here's what's interesting is, now, of course, the seismologists are saying this poses no threat, but we see now that there is volcanic activity going on. This thing is waking up. It's awakening. Again, typically 1 to 2 earthquakes every 2 to 3 years, and we've had 6 in 1 month. So this, again, indicates that there is activity happening in this volcano, and it's going to be interesting to see what goes down the road and if this thing eventually does awaken. Remember Mount St. Helens, it had a series of earthquakes it started out with, and then they intensified, and the lava flow intensified, and eventually it erupted in the 1980s. Okay, then let's move over to the West Coast. I thought this was interesting as well. They're calling this LA's quake mystery, Los Angeles quake mystery. There has been an uptick. In fact, they're calling this the most seismic activity in the Los Angeles area of California in decades. And look at this question here. Why now?
California, the latest quake in what's Southern California, the latest quake in what's been a record year of quakes 4.0 or higher. This one, a 4.7 centered near Malibu, felt by millions up to 60 miles away, followed by multiple aftershocks. ABC's Kana Whitworth is in Malibu Canyon tonight. That's right near the epicenter.
Tonight, a 4.7 magnitude earthquake rattling millions in Southern California.
Felt like God was holding our house and shaking it and saying, get out.
Wow, it felt like God was holding our house and shaking it. Now, guys, this report is 4 weeks ago. Okay, so this didn't happen just yesterday, but we've had, since 4 weeks ago, we've had more sizable earthquakes in that region. So this is ongoing. So this is relevant. This is not old news. This is relevant. They keep increasing. They're having these 4.5s and 5.0s and 4.1s and
Los Angeles station KABC.
Oh, we got an earthquake.
Live streaming when it hit.
We're shaking pretty good.
And at this cafe in Malibu,
it felt like it was the big one for a moment.
Cashier Rosa Sanchez getting an emergency alert.
I got a message on my phone saying that there was an earthquake happening, to drop and cover.
And listen to how it sounded on this home security camera in Oak Park. Cameras capturing the moment a bald eagle soars, startled by the shaking. Officials say the epicenter was near Malibu, but the quake felt 60 miles away. Doctors at Providence St. John's tell us an alert system warned surgeons of the coming quake.
You want to make sure the patient is secure. You need to cover the patient with your body and protect their head.
And David, you can see these hillsides right here. Authorities tell me that they are prime for worst case scenario. And this year has been a record breaking year in terms of seismic activity.
This year, 2024, has been a record breaking year for seismic activity. I mean, has anyone else, come and pull this away, guys, and talk to you for just a second. We'll come back to it. Am I the only one that, have you noticed the uptick of weather-related natural, quote-unquote, natural disasters? Flooding, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, landslides, wildfires. I mean, it's like this thing worked again. And I'm still convinced these are birth pangs of the Messiah. I'll talk more about that probably at the end of this segment. We'll give you a little bit of insight. I'm going to show you some different translations of a particular verse that you've heard me cite many times here. But we're almost middle ways of October. So we've got, November and we've got December left. One has to wonder what kind of winter that we're going to experience at this point, at this rate. So again, you have a volcano that appears to be awakening, reawakening after, from what they gather, at least 1,000 years ago when it was last recorded to erupt. In no time in modern history has it ever erupted. You know, this ain't Mount St. Helens. This is Mount Adams. And it's, it's reawakening. And then you have this record level of seismic activity in California, which again is no stranger to earthquakes. So for them to come out, think about this, guys, for them to come out and say this about California, that's saying something. Now, I did find this interesting in this article. This year, 2024, consequently, the year that they're saying that there's this record number of sizable earthquakes, this year also marked the 30th anniversary of the Los Angeles' last destructive earthquake, which was the magnitude 6.7 North Ridge earthquake, where at least 57 people died in that 1994 earthquake, which caused the collapse of part of the Santa Monica Freeway and the interchange between Interstate 5 and Highway 14. Many buildings collapsed or were heavily damaged from wooden apartments with flimsy ground stories known as soft story buildings to concrete medical offices and a department store to a steel frame building housing the Automotive Club of Southern California. Again, all this is happening in this 30th anniversary. So this uptick of large earthquakes, let me pull this back. Uptick of large earthquakes is happening in a pattern. Remember, if you didn't go back and watch one of our, we did a podcast and we talked about these birth pangs and the trimesters. There's three trimesters in birth pangs. Where I'm getting birth pangs is Matthew 24. It uses a term in the Greek called sorrows, which translates to birth pangs. And when you get to the third trimester, the last trimester of the birthing process, these birth pangs become more intense and they become shorter in space and they become predictable. You can put a pattern on them. So this is not surprising to me that this is happening at the 30th anniversary. It's not surprising to me that, that Hurricane Helene happened exactly on the, when it intensified to a Category 4, it was exactly 66 years to the last Hurricane Helene on the same exact day that struck the same exact location. That is not, again, when you understand these patterns and you start understanding and discerning the times and seasons in which we're in, these things will make sense to you. Here's another article I thought was very intriguing. Bizarre, quote, skyquakes are being heard around the world, but scientists have yet to uncover what they are. Y'all ever heard of these yet? These have been out for years. Now, there's different terms to them. What they're calling these skyquakes. Some say it's these bizarre trumpet sounds that are heard in the heavens. I got a video on this, too. We can watch this together.
Guys, what is going on?
Strange sounds are being heard around the world. In Sweden, this sure sounds like a trumpet. In Michigan, another trumpet-like sound. In British Columbia, Canada, Dr. Glenn McPherson says he heard a strange humming sound in his home. At first, he thought it was an appliance.
Ultimately, I cut the power to the entire house, and the sound got louder.
Then he discovered he was not alone.
This is, in fact, a worldwide phenomenon, and I'm calling it the worldwide hum.
Worldwide phenomenon. I call it the worldwide hum. Did you hear the different frequencies? Some sounded like, honestly, it sounded like somebody's dragging furniture across the floor. Some sounds just like a trumpet sound. Others is a hum. And again, this has been going on. This video is 6 years old that I'm showing you. So this has been going on for over a decade or longer. And look at this World Hum Map and Database Project. Look at the locations of where this is being heard. Look at that. This is pretty incredible.
Check out his Hum Map Data Project. To date, some 17,000 civilians and scientists from around the world who call themselves hummers have reached out to him, saying they heard the same thing. McPherson thinks the mysterious hum could be caused by low-frequency sound waves that sound like this. He actually built this 3-foot by 6-foot steel box that blocks out low-frequency sound waves. But for some reason, even inside it, he says he still hears the strange hum.
Going into the box.
Wow. Whoa, guys. Isn't that incredible? Now, I'll give you my insight on what I think this is. And there's all kinds of speculation on what this is. And you'll get some crazy stuff out there and theories, okay? But I'm going to keep it biblical because that's what we do, okay? You know, this is not, you know, this ain't InfoWars or all these other places. I'm just telling you, we're going to keep it biblical. And I believe, look, everybody gets an opinion, so I get one. And I'm going to give you my perspective on what this could be.
Made absolutely no difference whatsoever to my perception of the hum. If anything, maybe even it got louder.
Inside.
Imagine spending that kind of money making this, and it was absolutely pointless.
Edition producer Brianna Deutsch climbed inside the coffin-like box to test it out. She hears no hum.
It's pretty dark.
Now listen to these strange booms that sound almost from another planet.
Has anybody heard this? Let us know in the comment section below if you've heard this where you live. I would love to hear, because, you know, a lot of times we watch these videos and read these articles and these blogs and whatnot, and other people talk about they heard this and this. I want to hear from people that right there in the chat, if you've heard this, and let us know where you've heard it. So your state, your location, and what did it sound like to you? We'd love to hear from you.
It could be a sonic boom from a fighter jet breaking the sound barrier.
No.
Another possibility, a meteor. This
no.
home security camera in Bridgewater, New Jersey, actually caught the flash and then the sound of a meteor.
Huge explosion, loud enough and strong enough to knock the pictures off my walls and shatter the glass all over the place.
That may help explain some of the booms.
Right.
But others remain a weird mystery.
Now, you're probably wondering, well, Brother Ricky, what do you think this is? I believe, again, let's go to Romans 8. We'll go to Romans chapter 8. You've heard me talk about this. I'm going to give you this from different translations. Let's get this from the New King James first. So let me pull this up. The Apostle Paul gives us a revelation here, and I want to read this from, I'm going to start all the way to verse 18, Romans 8, 18. If you have your Bible, if you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, that's what I'm going to talk about. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Look at this, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors. Think about that sound you just heard. Some of that, you could say that sounds like a groaning sound or laboring sound with birth pangs together until now. Could we actually be hearing creation itself groaning in labor pains, anticipating the redemption when the Son of Man would return from heaven? Think about that, guys. All right, let me read this from the New Living Translation. New Living Translation, we'll start at verse 20, Romans 8, 20. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse, but with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning. Look at this. All creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. All creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. All right, amplified. I guess I can speak a little louder because it's amplified. But anyway, amplified version, Romans 8, verse 20. All right, we'll do verse 19. For even the whole creation, all nature, waits eagerly for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration and futility, not willingly because of some intentional fault on its part, but the will of him who subjected it in hope. Watch this, that the creation itself will also be freed from its bondage to decay and gain entrance into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation has been moaning together as in the pains of childbirth until now. All of creation. So when you read all of these translations, guys, it equates, watch this, the earth groaning and in travail as a woman does in childbirth, preparing for the delivery. So I propose to you, okay, this is going to get deep, ready, that all of these strange sounds that nobody can figure out, scientists are baffled, seismologists are baffled, archaeologists, geologists, all of the quote-unquote experts that deal with all of these things and these aspects about the earth, of discoveries, of the seismic activity into it, and all this, none of them can crack this enigma of what this sound is. So they've come up with phrases. It's skyquakes, it's hummings, it's the great hum phenomenon. And as you saw, one guy went so far as to build a steel box to put himself in so he could get away from it. And he said it got worse. Is this the earth itself groaning and travailing? And these are the sounds of earth travailing. And is the manifestation of these birth pangs, these intense weather changes, these intense disasters, these unprecedented earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, flooding, hurricane, tornadoes? I'm just throwing a different angle at it. I know that we've heard a lot about the weather modification and the methodologies of man and their controlling of the weather, but I'm throwing another angle here. What if we're missing this? What if we're giving too much glory to man and to the evil inventions of mankind? I'm not dismissing it. If you've watched some of my podcasts, listen, it's there. We've done it before. I'm sure we're doing it, and we will continue to do that. And when I say we, I'm talking about these evil powers that be, that do this, that control this for sinister reasons. But again, we can't ignore this. We can't ignore Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13. We can't ignore what Paul gave us a major clue here in Romans chapter 8. And he tells us that the entire earth is going to travail and groan with birth pangs until the redemption, until the Son of Man returns. And I believe, based on all of this, that it's only going to intensify, it's only going to increase, it's only going to get crazier and going to get more violent. It's not surprising to me that volcanoes that have been dormant for thousands of years are starting to reawaken. And I'm going to leave you with some good news here. Okay, yes, all this stuff is happening. Yes, it can be, it definitely can be nerve-wracking, especially when you live in proximity to these things. But let me show you this. I don't want you to forget that God said, the Lord spoke through the prophet Joel and says that in the last days that God would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and this would impact sons and daughters and men and women, young and old. And then in verse 30, he said he would show wonders in the heavens and the earth. And then there would be blood, fire, pillars of smoke, sun turning into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. In other words, translation, yes, the earth is going to travail, moan, and groan with birth pangs. It's going to produce volcanic eruptions. It's going to produce record earthquakes. We're going to see crazy hurricanes like we've never seen in our lifetimes. We're going to see crazy tornado outbreaks. We're going to see all these things. But I want to remind you again what the prophet Joel said. All of these things must happen before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to use this as an evangelical tool. Use this podcast. Share this with your friends. Share this with your coworkers. Share this with your family. Take these articles. Take your Bible. And you can preach the gospel to them and let them know the birth pangs of the Messiah are intensifying. They're increasing because I believe that we are transitioning into the third trimester. The water is about to break. And friends, I believe with all my heart, when that water breaks, we are going to see, again, there was one time that I did not believe this and I had to really dig this through scripture. And now, recently over the past couple of years, I've really found this and I firmly believe that the breaking of the water is this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes, what Joel talked about in Acts, that Peter recited in Acts chapter 2, that took place. That was called the former rain that broke loose on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, thousands of years ago. And that has been ongoing. But I believe if you go to James chapter 5, there's coming what we would call the latter day outpouring. And this, I believe, is the representation of the water breaking. The birth pangs lead up to the breaking of the water. And then once that water breaks, friend, you better look up and lift up your heads, as Luke 21:28 says, because when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, you'll know that your redemption is drawing near. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, if you don't have our free app, I would encourage you to download it today. Apple, Android, get it today. Pick it up. Hit yes to push notifications. And you're going to get every headline, every podcast right there readily available at your fingertips. As always, listen, if this ministry blessed you, encourage you, and you'd pray, do you'd like to pray about becoming a monthly partner, we want to give you that opportunity right there on your screen. You could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the website. There's various ways you can do that. Or you can give by check or money order right there on the screen. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So listen, guys, I appreciate you stopping by this afternoon for this quick update. We plan on being back here tonight. We're going to finish off this week of podcasting, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to take a break from the news somewhat. We're going to use a clip, but I'm going to use a clip from Hurricane Helene, and it's going to be a backdrop to a message I felt like the Lord gave me, and I want to share that with you. And I'm going to talk about how God uses beauty from ashes. Let me say that again. God uses beauty. He takes what is ashes and makes beauty out of it. We're going to show you some powerful testimonies, and I believe this is going to encourage your faith, and it's going to really provoke you to really get rooted and grounded in your relationship with Christ. Because listen, in the midst of all these birth pangs and these trials and tribulations that are coming and the upheaval of the world, we better be, come on, found in Him, rooted and grounded in Him, because that He's the anchor that's going to hold us through. So we're going to talk about that tonight. You don't want to miss it. 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here, same time, same place, same channel. So guys, we'll see you tonight. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.